This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. We all know that regular checkups are a good idea to keep tabs on what's going on with our bodies, our weight, our blood pressure, our reflexes. But what about our minds? Common mental disorders like depression and anxiety can be more difficult to manage the longer they go unnoticed. And having these disorders can affect decisions we make about finances and family. Times reporter Ann Carnes joins us now to talk about the importance of mental health checkups. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Tess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. In part due to the fact that I get regular checkups. We're all familiar with the concept of a periodic physical, but is there such a thing as a mental health checkup?
The idea of a mental health checkup is less well known, even though in speaking with various psychiatrists over the last week or so, they all think it's a pretty good idea because these conditions are highly treatable, especially when they are identified in the early stages before they get so severe that they might precipitate some sort of personal or even perhaps leading to a financial crisis if you had to take time off of work.
Why is this not a regular occurrence as part of our overall health care?
Well, historically, health plans have tended to offer less robust mental health benefits. And so maybe people have been reluctant to seek care because they couldn't afford it. That's starting to change. There's a new federal rule about mental health parity, which means that large health plans in particular have to offer similar levels of coverage if they offer mental health benefits. They can't charge higher copays for mental health visits, and they can't set unreasonable limits on the coverage.
You touched on this already, but can you talk about the correlation between someone's mental health and the kinds of financial decisions that they make or don't make?
One of the symptoms of a common disorder like depression or anxiety is difficulty making decisions. So you might find it difficult to focus on making financial decisions or sort of assimilating all the information that you need to make a good decision.
Do you have to go to a doctor to gauge whether you're in good mental health?
Well, there isn't necessarily a need for a specific visit just to have your mental health tune-up, as it were. But it should really come up as a normal part of your regular wellness visit. The doctor should be asking you about your mental health as well as your blood pressure or your weight, et cetera. But some family doctors are obviously quite busy, and if you come in with one complaint, they might not necessarily ask you about your mental health. So it's a good idea to educate yourself about possible symptoms that might indicate a problem so that you can raise the issue with your doctor when you go in.
Why is this a crisis? Or is it more that not doing a mental health checkup could be a crisis?
It's the latter. The idea that to fend off a potential crisis that might put you in a position where you were in financial distress because you couldn't handle your job, or if you were having a mental disorder like depression or anxiety that made it difficult for you to focus or was interfering with your job, that could precipitate a financial crisis. So the thinking here is by keeping regular tabs on your emotional well-being, you know, periodically, that you're less likely to end up in a situation where you might have a severe disorder that would lead you to hospitalization or a disability that might cause you to miss work.
Ann Carnes of the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tess.